This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Kevin Stefanski Hire Me Tour continues. From New York to Las Vegas, then on to Tennessee. I would think Atlanta's in there somewhere. Saw things the other day. Yes, yesterday, Andy. Ever since the John Harbaugh news, I've seen two people who have, you know, they're trying to predict where these guys are going to land.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski, new head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. I don't see that one, but I thought, well, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I don't. Do you think that would work?
No.
I don't think so either.
Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin.
Good morning.
Hi.
What an interesting week it's been, just to even start here. Because we're getting towards the tail end of it. You wonder when teams are going to start hiring coaches. Obviously, you've got to interview quite a few people. I thought the Harbaugh news, I wasn't here yesterday, but the Harbaugh news was, I was a little bit shocked. And then I was like, okay, I get it. If they could let Harbaugh go. And really, did it come down to a missed field goal? For him to lose his job?
No, I can't believe that. Not after 18 years.
No. So I Harbaugh will land somewhere. I thought it.
If he wants to.
Yeah, I thought immediately, I'm like, oh, this pushes Kevin back to the number two candidate in the league.
That is correct.
That was the first thing I thought of. So, yep. And now you see a lot of Harbaugh to the Giants, Harbaugh to the Giants, Harbaugh to the Giants.
And the New York Post writing features about Kevin Stefanski. One thing that was written that I thought, well, this is interesting. It said the big topic of conversation in the interview with Kevin Stefanski, hyphen, other than can he bring highly regarded defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz with him to New York, hyphen, will be the developmental plan for Jackson Dart. And that's one reason why, hey, let's interview Jim Schwartz, let's interview Tommy Rees, and let's do it now.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on in Berea today, according to all reports, and we'll see. Jim Schwartz, the defense coordinator, has done a terrific job here. I think everybody would agree. Is it the best defense we've ever seen? Nope. Is it a good defense? Yep. And is he
a guy? At times it felt like it was the best defense we've ever seen. Early on in the season, there were points.
I'd like to see him give up fewer points, but that's not always just on the defense.
No.
But I think Jim has done a terrific job here as defensive coordinator. And he's going to be interviewed. And when he is interviewed, you can be sure the opinions of some of those guys on the defense will be mentioned, either by Jim or either by Andrew Berry or either by the players themselves, who knows what, because last week, key guys on that defense were asked about Jim Schwartz and the possibility, hey, could Jim be the guy? And even this week after Kevin was let go, Myles Garrett, who was the defensive player of the year 2 years ago under Jim Schwartz and probably will be again and now has set a new single-season sack record, glowing in his thoughts about Jim Schwartz.
I felt like Mike out there. He started moving around everywhere. And they were just scheming it up, trying to get the chips and the doubles off me. He said he wasn't going to do anything crazy to deny me the sack. But, hell, they schemed it up to the point where it was starting to feel like that. But he went out there, tried to win the game, and we made the plays that we needed to. But credit to Schwartz. He was doing everything he could to get not only myself free, but all of us free. And then Grant came in with the sack a little bit earlier. And then we just kept on getting pressure, and those batted balls came in clutch at the beginning of the game.
And there's Miles talking about how Jim Schwartz schemed him for some sacks because everybody's been all over him.
I think the guys trust Jim Schwartz. Our defense did, for sure. I think they had great faith in him. I thought they played as a team that wanted to do things for their coach, more so maybe Jim Schwartz than we thought for maybe. There was a camaraderie there that stood out. And you remember how he was like, it's hard to get a sack. We got to celebrate. And we all thought they were a little bit over the top sometimes when they would stop teams on third down, especially when he first started. And there's just something about Jim Schwartz. Players like him. They want to play for him. They play hard for him.
Seem to.
It doesn't hurt when you're the best defensive player in the NFL or two of the best defensive players in the NFL on your side. But.
And the other one is Denzel Ward.
I'll give you three.
Denzel talking in glowing terms about Jim Schwartz earlier in the week.
I would highly recommend Coach Schwartz for a head coaching job here. Coach Schwartz, he's a great coach. He's helped my game tremendously. Puts us in great position, great leader. I can't say enough great things about him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Defensive players like him.
You're also in a spot, though, where I was go back to Hogan's Heroes and how they always talk about
it. It's always a great point of reference.
I know, but there was something about Hogan's Heroes it was a lesson I think I learned for my whole life that,
by the way, originally in the pilot, it was black and white. It was the only black and white episode. And one of the guys in Colonel Hogan's platoon was Russian, who didn't make it into the actual show.
Yeah. Interesting. The part of it, though, that I like, the lesson that I think I learned from that show was about Schultz. And if you don't remember this, the sergeant who was...
Schultz, not Schwartz?
No.
Okay.
That Schultz was like this hardcore, prison guard.
He was a tough guy in the pilot.
He was super tough.
In the pilot.
And that, like, LeBeau kept bringing him food, and they wore him down. And it was better to, know the guy who's there than having to bring in someone new and then have to try to get to that same place again. Okay. It's the whole, the devil versus something like that. I don't know. I can't remember. And to me, that was a lesson I learned watching all those shows on Channel 43. Thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you for your early days in the business.
Sure.
For playing favorites. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. But the lesson there about knowing the guy who's there rather than having to bring someone else in and learn everything new.
Do they know the guy? That's the question. Can you imagine Jim Schwartz walking into the interview with Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam? Hi, did you watch your defense the last 3 years? Was it good? Thank you, everybody. I'll see you later. Try the veal. What's he going to tell them?
Well, what if he wants to go in there and say, okay, you know, you've been super successful here in Cleveland as a defensive coordinator, but things didn't go exactly perfectly in Detroit when you had the opportunity to be a head coach. Why would you be a different head coach now than you were in Detroit? That's what I would want to know.
Well,
What have you learned?
I wanted to get a little more background on Jim. You know, we knew a lot of things, but I thought I'd dig in and try and find some things and things he might be able to pitch, because we know him as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Right. First of all, the guy has been a defensive coordinator or a head coach for 22 years. Long time. 8 years in Tennessee as a defensive coordinator, got hired in Detroit, 5 years as the head coach, then defensive coordinator in Buffalo for 1 year, took a year off, then went to Philadelphia as defensive coordinator, won a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. He has had 8 top 10 defenses yardage-wise. 8 top 10 defenses yardage-wise. 5 top 5 defenses yardage-wise. And you look at the point totals, 4 top 10 defenses in points in his 22 years. 4. And 3 top 4 in points. So he's been successful. His start in the NFL came here in Cleveland. He was 27, was hired by Belichick in 93, and was here for 3 years. Then went with the franchise to Baltimore, which is his hometown. Spent 3 years in Baltimore, then went to Tennessee for 2 years as an assistant before becoming the defense coordinator. And I would think one thing that they're going to ask him when they interview him is, hey, what about the offense? When he was in Detroit, he got hired by the Lions, and they had the first overall pick in the draft. And they drafted a young guy named Matthew Stafford. And, you know, you see Jim Schwartz as a defensive coordinator. When he had Matthew Stafford, he took over the 0-16 team from Rod Marinelli and progressed nicely, 2-14, 6-10, 10-6, then kind of fell back, 4-12, 7-9, fired. Matthew Stafford, for the first 5 years of his career, played under Jim Schwartz. In his third year, Jim Schwartz, quarterback, threw 663 passes. 663. 12th most in NFL history.
Who was calling the plays?
Scott Linehan. Mm. And then the next year, in his fourth year, Matthew Stafford, playing for Jim Schwartz, threw 727 passes. Second most in NFL history in a season. Tom Brady had one season of more. But in other words, Jim Schwartz let it fly. His OC was Scott Linehan, who was the former Rams head coach. And his defensive coordinator was Gunther Cunningham, longtime Kansas City Chiefs assistant, head coach in KC for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it was 5 years that trio was together, and they had success, and then it fell apart. But one thing I thought that was interesting about his time in Detroit, he had the big-time quarterback prospect. And, you know, some of the writing at the time when he was let go was, well, they didn't get the most out of Matthew Stafford. So he had a big-time quarterback, and he had a gentleman named Calvin Johnson playing wide receiver. So Jim, I could see Jim saying, hi, you're not going to win here unless you get a good quarterback and a really good wide receiver, and we don't have either. So he might be putting them on the spot today in the interview. Hey, I turned things around, but I had a quarterback and I had a stud wide receiver. And you don't have either. So if you're flipping the tables at all, I mean, can you believe he had Matthew Stafford throw 727 passes?
Yeah.
That was stunning. He also had Nate Burleson, now big-time TV guy, former Browns wide receiver, who sat down with us one time at training camp, and he got up and he left, and we both looked at each other and said, this guy's going into broadcasting.
See you later. Peace,
and,
have fun.
And he did, and he was. And also on the defensive side.
Did we get a cut?
No, we didn't. I saw him hosting Hollywood Squares yesterday, though.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, he's good.
Who's the center square these days?
I don't even know. I was at the gym. I couldn't tell. There were a lot.
You couldn't tell who was sitting in the center?
Hey, I didn't know all the people.
You were too. No, the answer is.
There was no Paul Lynn. There was no Charlie Weaver.
You should have said.
There was no Ruth Buzzy.
The answer is, wasn't Whoopi Goldberg through for a while?
I don't know.
The answer would have been, Andy, I work out so hard that I don't really care what's on the television.
He also had, on the defensive side.
I am there
side,
for fitness, not
the,
for television.
In the second year, they had the number two pick, and they drafted a gentleman named Ndamukong Suh, who, along with coming to Cleveland Cavalier games and getting into fights with security people at our arena, was really good.
Yeah.
So, in other words, Jim had big-time talent. He has big-time talent on the defense here. He might tell them, you need some big-time talent or I'm not even interested in this job. You never know. But
you're going to tell me he wouldn't like to be considered? Let's just say he didn't get the Browns job.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me he wouldn't want to go, and this is a straight-out Jeff Phelps line. You don't think he'd want to go back home to Baltimore and be the defensive coordinator of the Ravens or try to be the head coach?
Is Baltimore home now, or is Cleveland home, or is Tennessee home?
I don't know.
He spent most of his career in Tennessee.
I know, but you know where you're from.
Tennessee's going to need a defensive coordinator. Tennessee might need a head coach.
Where you're educated is normally where you're from, isn't it?
No.
What we normally say?
Where you grew up.
Yeah, it's where you grew up. You're educated there for the most part.
Oh, I thought you were talking college.
No.
If you're Jim Schwartz, do you want this job? If you're the Browns, do you want Jim Schwartz? Or are you just giving him the obligatory interview like, hey, nice? Because Jim's been there, done that.
He should absolutely
and boy, when he
be
was in Detroit,
a serious candidate.
He had a big-time quarterback and a big-time wide receiver. The two things this team lacks. 216-474-0092 at the Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.